Hey guys, Alan here with a quick message before this week's episode of Rise of the Robots. So this week the episode is going to be released both as a audio podcast that you're listening to now and as a video podcast on YouTube. So if you could check that out, that'd be greatly appreciated. There'll be a link down in the show notes. And you can get to see our lovely faces. Also, because I am directly lifting the video for this as the audio of this episode, I'll just say now that the logo is designed by Greg Watt, the music is Master Machine by TechnoX, and Robot Wars is protected under a Creative Commons 4.0 international non-commercial license. Thank you very much, and please enjoy this week's episode as we cover Robot Wars, the International League Championship. Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of the Phantasm, and continuing on to Justice League, Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU podcast and subscribe today. Is the recording live? We will put Audacity on recording live. And there we go, we are recording live. You do realize he's keeping this in there?
Just having a dance, leave me alone.
Do you think we can tell we're in the same
room? No, yes.
Right.
I was going to say, like the way you're said, the way I'm sitting, it looks different enough that we could probably not be in the same room, but no, you've just kind of...
No, it's fine. We can edit this anyway.
You've ruined it all, and now this has to stay in.
Right, okay. So, three, two, one,
activate.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm the Grizz.
And you are...
watching
Rise of the Robots.
Today, we are covering
Robot Wars, the International League Championship. That's going to look so strange if you're actually on the screen.
No, I'm just pointing, like, it's like Pac-Man rules where you can go off one side of the screen and then you come back on the other side, so...
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah, so... It's not my first video podcast, but this is still weird.
Yeah, it is very weird.
But the thing that I find when I do a video podcast is I'm very much more animated, because it's like, instead of just sitting here and someone looking at my ugly ass face for like an hour, like...
Yeah,
at least I'll like, stupid little dance, like, you know, at least do something for like, you know.
And look, between you and me, we have like a full head of hair, so... And beard and...
Yeah,
and eyebrows.
You make one very hairy interview.
Oh god, I.
God, for two different people.
Yeah. So, the International League Championship. Yeah. This, I'm getting the impression this was meant to be like a...
This was pretty much the pilot or something.
Or some of the international...
somewhere else.
Yeah, probably Belgium, Holland, Germany, America.
Yeah.
And so this is a slightly different format. It's actually...
Which is why we're doing a different format.
Yeah. we're trying an experiment. So we have six robots representing six nations. Instead of having a judge's decision,
it just ends up being a draw.
3 points for a knockout tree, 1 point for a draw, and
again.
2 points for... I think they should have had, like, 2 points... Look, judge's decision, losing it. Because I still maintain they should have done this in the reboot. If you get to the end of the match, it, as judge's decision, you get 1 point to get to the end of the match, then the winner gets an additional point.
Yeah, I'd
say
so.
But, what do I mean? I'm just being fair.
Armchair booker.
Oof.
Tornado dead room.
Oh shit, I just realised. I'll have to figure out how to censor your man. I'll have to look, put the black line over when you say that Tornado cheated.
Quick, get as many squares in as possible.
But and Tornado
cheated. So why don't we dive right into this, because this is the only time they've ever done anything like this.
Yeah, they have had international tournaments since, but most of them have been a knockout tournament.
You don't need to stop when I'm doing stuff.
So the start of the episode is basically is a recap for those who maybe don't know. So, for example, we have these are the house robots. These are the. Just face the mic towards me. These
that would help.
These are the highlights from the show. So they have highlights from series 3, which was probably recorded at the same time.
Yeah, which is weird because obviously anybody that's sitting down to watch this, I would imagine, has watched Robot Wars before.
Yeah.
So,
other thing that is quite strange is it's not quite clear if this filmed before or after the First World Championship.
Yes. I'm assuming it's going to be, it's obviously around the same sort of time because,
yeah.
As we're going about to see, the Australian team just have had the worst time.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have six nations being represented by six robots. So, in the first round is 2-3 robot round robin tournaments.
Yeah.
And the winner of each group then taking on each other in the final. And I think it's very clear that they drew this in a very particular way to make sure that two robots did not end up in the same group.
Yeah, there's a distinct, what's the word we're looking for here? Quality of
so,
robot.
So we have Group A representing Belgium, the Diplopsaurus Rex.
The Diplopsaurus Rex.
From Australia.
Terra Australia. Oh, God damn it.
Ha!
No, because I was wanting to try and do it at the same time like they did it.
From Australia.
Terra Australis.
Which will later evolve.
Or devolve?
And representing the Republic of Ireland, Air.
D-I-T-R. Because no one can decide what to call it yet.
Yeah. I go by his Dara Green was at the Oscar, and I'd like to think he has slightly more than because.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of those things though, that you would think that I'm gonna just call it Diator because that's what I've been calling it my entire life. But like, call it whatever the fuck you want. But I feel like the team would have probably corrected people by now. And they even said like, oh, we gave it a stupid name so that nobody could pronounce it.
Yeah.
So it could be you.
You. So. The other group, Group B, from America.
Fuck yeah.
Prometheus. You know, the least impressive American robot
ever to be created.
Ever. so impressive that it even got on to Batwing, it then got on to Batwing.
In fact, I think it would have been a hell of a lot better than BattleBots. See with the speed around that BattleBots arena? I think this would be pretty badass.
From Holland, Technolise, which is shiny. That is its defining trait. It is shiny.
Could be much longer. Well, actually, no,
that's
I stand corrected. They actually do go the way you say, at least it's still shiny. It's just a different shape.
And the reason it's a different shape, representing England, Razor. So this is Ela, the start of Razor's killing speak, or the second half of it.
Yes. This is the one thing I asked you just before we started. And if anybody knows, feel free to let us know. But I want to know when exactly this was recorded in terms of, was it before or after the World Championship? Because I seem to remember maybe reading somewhere that this was like one of the first things we recorded.
I'm assuming it's... There are a couple of things that I would assume, which is I would assume that this came after the Ator's Heat, since
yes.
they have built it. So,
and you know, it works very well here. So
yeah, absolutely. So one other thing that I do notice when they introduce the robots in the pits is the Terra Australis that we see in the pits is very different from the Terra Australis that appears in our first match. Because it's a metal circular robot painted yellow.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant like when they were doing their little "this is our robot" thing backstage.
No. We'll get to that. That's an adventure in itself. However,
I know because I love how they kept the exact same script and then they just changed it.
So we will get on to our first match. So just a reminder, this is probably a pilot of some kind. So this is the first match anyone's getting.
Yeah.
So, Maestro, if you please. Which,
as we kind of mentioned on the World Championship, the fact that like the first match again was the Pop Search Rex match against the Eternal Release.
Against the Eternal, to be fair.
I mean, that was like the thing we were talking about was. I think it was Rebecca specifically brought up that for someone that may have been watching this for the first time, like that wasn't exactly the. I mean, yeah.
The most engaging.
Yeah. I mean, like, see if you had, like, Hypnodisc against, like, Robogeddon. If that was your first match, you'd be like, wow! And then maybe that could be, like, a good second match.
So.
But anyway.
The first match in this is.
From Australia, Terra Australis.
Which is an invertible robot with a front circular saw.
Face.
And a face.
Everyone loves a good face.
Yep.
From Belgium, the Poposaurus Rex.
A robot that, if nothing else, could maybe be credited with developing the anti-hit device. We'll get to that.
Anti-hit device?
Not necessarily.
No, I'm just shoehorning that in there.
So. The Poposaurus Rex is a magic metal cuttlefish.
Yes, that is how it's been described before. And
yes,
was it you?
Yes.
Well, I suppose. I mean, you're with all your.
I said it.
But no, this is kind of one of these things where it's like, I don't know what a cuttlefish looks like.
Man looks up, thing on phone.
Yep. Well, this would be one of these good. Get additional things, you know how you do that. That's disgusting. where you could like slap on like a little photo of what a cuttlefish looks like. Like,
yep.
Like maybe like sucking on your head or something. Oh,
that's a different type of video. It has tentacles. That's a very different type of video. So.
Who's up for hentai?
So we get to the first match.
So it is the exact same intros as well that they do in the World Championship.
Yeah.
And as I was kind of alluded to the whole I'm blah blah, I'm blah blah, I'm blah blah, this is our robot, Tara Australis, this is our robot, it's... And, yeah. That's the most we ever get to see of the robot, because
as they start the match, I don't even think they get to the 3-2-1 activate.
No, they're going up cherry picker.
And then you just see the Tara Australis guys go, no, no. And the reason it's gone no is because the electronic system has gone kaput. Which...
Robot Reliance, what can I say?
And all they essentially say is, well, we can't get fixed, just not in the time it takes to record this episode.
Yeah.
So, also, we do get one of the old instances of trying to restart an engine with a drill.
Yes, we did see that, and that just kind of reminds me. Sorry about the background, by the way, but we had to open the windows because...
It's hot!
I'm just going to check the... right here. It is 8 billion degrees.
Yes, we are actually recording live from the sun.
The center of it, to be specific. Pacific. Specific.
So,
Pacific.
Tara Australis might be out of the whole tournament. And weirdly, considering something that happened later, Tara Australis is told that they can get another match.
Yes, like, instead of just being like, oh, you've lost this match, and like, change it. And it's like, I feel like that's the only time where this has happened, as well as they have deemed the robot.
Yeah.
Unable to compete, you've lost. Which I felt really weird. I don't know if it was just because specifically of the
circumstances thing that later come up.
Well, I was going to say, like, because of, like, the league format, like, there was...
It gets weird, something that happens later in the episode. Right.
Long story fucking long. Tara Australis gets taken out, they've changed the match, and we go on to Prometheus versus Technolise. So, from America, Prometheus.
You can tell it's American because it's big and it's loud.
From Holland?
Holland, Netherlands.
What is it they call it? The same as from Netherlands?
I think it's from the Netherlands, yeah.
Oh, I've got Holland here, so fuck it. There. From Holland, Technolise.
Which is a shiny box with a little saw blade that pops out. A
little saw tail, it's quite cute.
Yeah. So Prometheus is... When both these robots are kind of very boxy, Prometheus is a slightly kind of...
Edgy box.
I think it's... Parallelogram is probably the closest comparison that could come up. And these two robots, Prometheus looks considerably bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And when these two robots collide, you are sipping going... Yeah. So when they collide, look at the two robots and go, obviously Prometheus is going to be faster.
Yep.
And more powerful. And then Prometheus just... starts jumping up and down.
Prometheus does damage to itself.
Yeah,
just driving in to Technolise, and Technolise just not willing to move.
So Prometheus actually ends up shaking its top panel.
Yeah, violently shaking.
Yeah.
So almost like it's having like a seizure or something, but...
There is a period, eventually what was happening is that Prometheus does start to push Technolise to the wall. Because at this point that you finally remember, oh yeah, this robot was meant to have a saw blade.
That's
they
right.
Also don't mention it in the intro this time, which England's the only team that have a different intro video.
Yeah. Weird. And essentially this whole match is that jittery push that the two of them do. And Prometheus finally, like, Technolise definitely dies, like, early on in this match. And then, at the end, Prometheus also dies.
And starts to smoke.
Which, you can see very clearly, because, as you mentioned, the lid's got knocked off by Prometheus itself. So, this match is deemed a draw, even though I would say Prometheus did technically win, because Technolise was out significant amount of time.
Yeah, it's a difficult. I mean, let's be honest, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
It is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant because we cut backstage and...
Well, we cut backstage first and we find out the Terror of Scarlet's has evolved. It has evolved into Terror Nemesis.
I really just wanted you to see Terror Australis again. And be like,
Terror Nemesis, which is a repainted Nemesis. Because apparently the D'Otio team, though they had rebuilt D'Otio, didn't have to rebuild Nemesis. They just brought Nemesis over with them. I'm wondering if it was a sort of, just in case we have any technical issues, we have a spare robot, we'll just bring...
Maybe.
If it goes wrong, we'll just bring Nemesis out.
Yeah, because that was the wonder that, like, this whole time is, why did they just have Nemesis? He's just coming along for the ride.
Yeah.
And, we
then get...
We will preface that I am going to continue to call this Terror Australis.
And I'm going to continue to call this Terror Nemesis.
I mean, it's better than, it's better than what JP keeps doing, because he keeps calling it Nemesis.
Yeah.
I mean, Terror Australis. I mean, it used to be Nemesis, but now it's Terror Australis. I mean, it's Nemesis.
I mean, if D'Otio came back, they'd call it Iron All 7. so, the...
Deep cut that joke or reference.
So, we get on to the retake of the first match.
Terror Australis
do their intro, and it's clear they're going, what can we say about this robot? It's got spikes on it.
Deadly spike, too. Stab.
Call this a knife.
This is a knife.
That's a spoon.
Oh, I see you played knifey spoony before. Man, like, these early seasons of Simpsons, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely unforgettable.
So, the match itself is interesting from a perspective of, I am interested in robot combat, and it's an interesting tactical clash.
Uh-huh.
If you're watching this for the first time, I mean, it's better than the Prometheus Technolis match in that things actually happen.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't going to win any award for greatest robot match ever. It's not going to be like, you know, they're not going to isolate this match and be like putting this online on like the Robot Wars page. It's like, check this match out.
I mean, to be fair, the Terror Australis team at least seem to get control of Terra Nemesis fairly quickly.
Yeah, which...
This could be their credit, because this must be the first time they've driven the robot.
Definitely.
You know, even if they're transitioning between two robots, they must be very difficult to drive.
Yeah, definitely be some kind of different handling. I mean, like, Nemesis even, Jesus, is, look, it's a two-wheeled robot, and that's obviously going to be very different to control and maneuver than the four-wheeled robot that they brought. So
exactly.
Even
and also,
if you just want to look at it like that.
Even just the propulsion system is different in terms of it's not a petrol motor, it's electric. Just the way it will drive will be completely different.
Yeah.
So, the match itself, the Poposaurus Rex is in charge for most of the match, but just can't get... Because it's lifting
beam,
isn't that fast,
two
isn't necessarily that powerful. It's kind of awkward in its lifting.
Oh, is this the... Let's see.
Also, I...
Yeah, it is. I was thinking ahead a little, but we'll get to it in a second, but I'm excited to talk about this. Yeah, there was one really good flip that
get it on its side, and it just, they can't finish the job.
Because, that was going to bring this up a second ago, those big slashy, cutty, stabby weapons that they went on about so much is really what saved it there.
Yeah, actually, it's enough to tip it onto its, to tip it or prevent it from tipping, rather.
Yeah. And it actually very much benefited from that. But as you kind of alluded to there, the Papasaurus definitely was like more in control, and it goes the distance, it goes to a draw, and this is when we cut backstage.
Oh, somebody sold it.
Oh, someone is not happy. Yeah. The dude from the Papasaurus Rex says that he feels kind of cheated and doesn't feel like the draw was fair, even though, you know,
that's the rules. It's the draw.
Yeah. And it was Terracross was still moving, so
yeah, I mean, it's bizarre. I actually almost wondered somehow if this was a bit of editing fuckery, and this was actually the reaction after the theatre in the World Championship.
Interesting.
Because obviously that was a bit closer
than this was.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's irrelevant. Because
this is the most character that I've ever seen out of these two.
Yeah.
Is right when he is angry.
Absolutely. So we are 18 minutes into this episode, and excellent. We're gonna get a racer match. We're gonna get racer versus Prometheus. Oh no. They show Prometheus in the pit smoking.
Put that cigarette out.
And not in the Dutch fun way.
What, Gander?
Yes.
Yeah. So we mentioned how Terra Australis is not having a fun time.
Prometheus, I don't want to.
Prometheus not even doing any better.
And unfortunately for Prometheus, Team Nemesis don't have any spare robots left.
Hey look, Tenomushi's in the background, why you just throw that?
Can you imagine Tenomushi versus Razor?
Yeah, it would be awesome. Because we just keep going through that plastic lens and not doing anything. Lisa Winner, I know you're listening. Bring Mega Tento and watching. That's just for you. Bring Mega Tento out of retirement. Bring Razor out of retirement. He's also retired now. So it's a shock defeat that I've seen in person.
Yep.
Ever tell you I've seen Razor in person?
You haven't seen it for like
couple of episodes now.
26 minutes, that's how deep we are on this recording.
Yeah, Razor. I've seen him in person. being Megatendo, that would be hell awesome.
Yeah. So, we get on to Father Fighting Son. Because as they always mention, Deal Hill is the son of Nemesis.
Even in the
intro.
Yeah. So Razor do get 3 points for the bye victory.
Which I think is so cool. We are running out of time in this episode.
I mean, there was a lot of, like, jargon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do get the Deator versus Terra Australis, aka Nemesis, that's the only time I'll mention it, because
Terra Nemesis.
Because this is literally what would happen if... And probably this match has happened about a billion times.
It's actually interesting because one thing that we get in, well, later today we'll be recording some of the coverage of BattleBots.
Next week.
But one of the show in the opening episode of BattleBots Series 2 is, Season 2 rather, is the Bigger Brother fighting its Brother. Big Brother. Suicidal Tendencies fighting Suicidal Tendencies. So, this is basically what would happen if you actually had this fight. And what happens is, the more powerful version of the robot that has a weapon defeats the version that has nine of those things.
What a surprise!
Yes! So, What then happens is Nemesis very quickly gets put in the pit.
Yeah, Deitar are very quick to dispatch of their own robot so that it doesn't get
torched,
wrecked.
And then Deoteo starts fighting house robots.
This is hilarious.
And what happens is, what you do see, to be fair to Deoteo, it manages to shank Killlot's track.
It does, yeah.
Unfortunately, in the process, it gets an eye cut off and set on fire.
Butt fire. Must have been eating a cut the night before.
So, this is what makes me think that this was recorded later, because they make reference to the fact that Deoteo has run out of time.
Yes, that's right. Which also makes me wonder how much fire they have on them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we talked about in the World Championship how they didn't put the fire back on it after it was torched off, but...
So that said, they did the same over the course of this tournament as well.
But I feel like they always referred Nemesis for their... Referred Nemesis?
It does look stoned.
Keep calling him Nemesis. God damn it! they referred Nemesis for, like, every match he had and his heat, so...
Yeah.
You know.
So, our next fight...
is Razor's first fight. Techno-Lace has got this. It's easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Easy peasy!
It takes a whole 5 seconds for Razor to get grip.
What a surprise. A boxy robot. Something that... Like, literally, Razor gets up in the morning and eats boxy robots for breakfast.
Particularly slightly high ground clearance boxy robots so it can get underneath.
Go have a bowl of boxy old robots.
And then Razor, you just see technically some crater.
Oh.
And it's horrible to watch.
It's horrible, but also very...
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's...
And this, again, I think this must have been worse than Tech, because Technoese is not suffering from this. It just gets absolutely bent in on itself. Razor gets about 3 or 4 major crushes. And then Razor drives into Shunt.
Mm-hmm.
Shunt pinces it with its axe and its scoop.
Yeah.
And it flips Razor over.
Is this the part where JP's like, oh my god, oh my god, it's happening?
Technolise might actually win this, which is when, it's this point, you go, Technolise isn't moving. It is moving.
It tries so hard to, like...
You actually see Technolise come in. I can fall over. I can stop it. Stop writing. And I win.
I can do this. Ah, fuck it.
And then, Razor takes retribution.
Bink.
So firstly it goes, okay, technically we'll deal with you, push you into the wall, lift it with its tail, which I've never seen Razor do before.
Yeah, and it's the way that he purposely went and set it up, and it's like, that was very unique.
They could only do it this season, because that, I think, was actually the purpose of this big long tail.
Mm-hmm.
With that, and to celebrate. And...
Done a little too early in its heat.
Yes. And then, Razor goes for Shunt, and it gets a grip of Shunt's scoop, and it's just like, it's plastic like... melting, like it doesn't crumple, it melts.
It's like Razor was like rolling up a newspaper.
Yeah.
Way that it kind of folded in on itself.
And then Razor gets his first taste of Matilda Rump Steak.
Rump.
Steak. I mean, it does. It's like, it chases after Matilda, Shunt charges in, and... Yeah.
It is kind of cute in the way that, like, the way that Razor chases after Matilda, and she's like, no, leave me alone. I don't know why, like, you know, like, homemade robots. And how they can have so much personality that you can actually be like, this is kind of adorable.
And what Razor does is Razor does destroy the chainsaw.
It does.
Thankfully, he doesn't get his claws into Matilda's shell this time.
Yes.
That's coming.
It certainly is. But
before that...
Yeah, so technically done a long last time ago.
And we have one last match left, which will determine who's going to be destroyed by Razor in the final.
Who's going to be the victim?
As we're joined by podcasts, we get on to the last match of the first round. Put the poor thing down.
No. He comes here, he needs to do the cat dance. Yeah.
If Grizz is found dead with claw marks in his face, we know why. So, it is the Diposaurus Rex versus
Spellbell
Pirates Deator.
Yeah, so as you kind of alluded to, he says they ran out of Deator eyes, so Deator now has an eye patch, which I love so goddamn much.
Yes. So, this match is not like the World Championship match.
No. This is the match I think I got mixed up when, for a side note, I actually, when we were running through the match for the World Championship, I started talking about this match because in my head I got the two of them mixed up.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, that didn't happen. And I was like, yeah, it did. And then I watched it back. I was like, no, it didn't. I'm a fucking idiot.
So,
but it did happen. It just wasn't happen. The right one.
But Deator is just so much faster in this match. Gets side on to the Diposaurus Rex and yeets it over.
Oh, that was gone. Yeah. It's weird how, you know, the way that Deator is doing so well for a robot that had to be completely rebuilt in the span of a day.
Yeah, you do wonder if they've had time to do more tuning between.
Yeah, but it's nuts, though, that, dependent because they're just a lot like nuts, that they've managed to do as well as they have, and being able to be in all these tournaments after all that they went through.
So, what we then do is to allow Razor and Deator time to do some prep. We have two one-off matches.
Just one more very quick side note while we're still kind of on that match is the part where Deator flips over to Diposaurus and you just see the guy, the Diposaurus just go, pulls down his aerial, and then, like, I think one of the house robots knocks it back over, and he's like, come on, we can still work.
And also one thing to note, the Diposaurus Rex is too long to fit in the pit.
Yeah. It just kind of dangles weirdly.
Yeah. I mean, it made the most without the cage.
Yeah, it did. Cheap. So, as you mentioned, we go into
the War of Independence.
Or is that the match to determine who actually won that middleweight melee that pulled a draw?
Yes, so rematch is A-Kill takes on...
From England, A-Kill.
Which is a green tank.
Do you know what's the worst thing, though? This is the better A-Kill than the heavyweight version that comes in later seasons, which was fucking horrendous.
And its opponent
from United States of America, Tenta Mushi.
Gulp. Mushi, which is simultaneously cute and
quite deadly.
Quite deadly, well, in theory.
And as we actually learn from, I think, like the first or second episode of BattleBots Season 2, Tenta Mushi is Japanese for Ladybird.
Yep.
Or Ladybug.
So, this match doesn't take long. What happens is A-Kill drives, and Tenta Mushi is fast enough to get side on and go...
And then kind of just...
And goes, well, Sora should be destroying you now. Why is it not doing that?
I'm doing it.
We'll try it again.
Yeah, do it. Let's do it again.
And And then after the third time he tries this, A Kill dances near the pit and one of the castables gets hooked over the side. And Tenma Fushi has to take 3 attempts.
Yeah.
Because Tenma Fushi, it is wonderful to look at. It's very creative. It also has no pushing power.
Yeah, because going to push that ladybird thing, I think it's going to go...
Yep. And it looks like they put all their weight into the weapon.
Yeah, it's just that kind of... It is a very bare bones sort of structure. And the weapon is obviously, it's gigantic, but there's not a lot to the actual physical machine part of it.
It's the size of a heavyweight versus a middle to lightweight, depending on which how you measure the weight division.
Depending on who you ask, what country you ask.
Yep.
So, AKL gets a caster wheel stuck on the pit, and then Tentacle finally manages to push it in the pit. For the victory, so therefore, Tenma Fushi is the middleweight something. Do they actually have a middleweight champion in this series?
They have a joint champion, which is Tenma Fushi and A-Kill.
Nope, Tenma Fushi.
It is now officially Tenma Fushi.
Yep.
And meanwhile, Terra Nemesis is
trudged back out again.
Because this is the best chance England has of winning the Ashes. Cricket.
Yes, crickets, because I don't get it.
No, crickets.
No, I know, but that was a very good joke.
Yep.
Ah, fuck it. I don't think there is a worse sport in the world than cricket. Except maybe, dog feeding or something, because that's very
awesome. Yeah. Something that involves torch panels. Mm. Pretty much that. Golf.
I would much rather watch golf than cricket. But at least the thing is, when it comes to golf, at least I understand what the aim of the thing is. I don't understand how fucking cricket works and why it takes 18 days for something to happen. And then they went out with that size. Cricket's stupid. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
It's like an American sport, apart from the fact that at least Americans leave time for commercials.
Well, that's the thing. America has their own version of football. Why can't America get their own version of cricket?
Maybe they do. It's called baseball. It's just as bad.
A significantly more entertaining sport.
Also, American football. Fuck, I'm going to go. Why is it called football?
You do kick it on the occasion.
Yep.
But it's very much a carry the ball sport.
I still maintain my favourite event involving American football
is the XFL.
No. Is watching the Super Bowl one year, and I think it might have been Noam Dar screaming, "Yay, something happened."
Yeah. Oh, man. It is quite funny. Everybody's like, "Oh, man, let's watch the Super Bowl." And then they sit down, it's like an hour in, and there's about 20 seconds of the game played, and they're like...
And the kids on the BBC don't watch the adverts.
Yeah. This is probably the only entertaining thing.
Yep. So...
That... The whole conversation was much more interesting in the match where from England, Fortis took on from Australia, Terror Australis again.
And yeah, so what happens? Mortis goes, "Ooh, hello, my axe isn't working, so I'm just going to lift you and feed you to Shunt.
Shunt will do my axing for me."
"Yes, I'm so rich, I get someone else to do my axing."
God. I kind of wish that Robot Wars was still a thing now, and they trudged Mortis back out of retirement or wherever the fuck he is now, and teamed him with Rapid, and then just had the tag team of the two robots that probably cost them the most, because I feel like they would get on really well.
The difference being, Rapid seems to be relatively well driven.
well driven and, for the most part, doesn't seem to have many problems with it.
Outside the fact that Rapid was so complicated that the second something broke, it couldn't be fixed.
Yeah, that was the first time they'd done it, though. Like, did they not fix it in a way that they could fix it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, it was a, we have this highly advanced system that requires
like a really complex, well,
a really complex and expensive procedure to do it. That thing's cracked.
Well.
Well, shit.
Well, bye.
Yeah. So, England wins the Ashes.
Stay tuned for
which
coverage of season 8 in about 5 years.
Nine.
Were they not in season 8?
No.
Oh, okay. Season 9 then?
Yep. Not series 2, as people insist on calling it.
Even, I think,
even Robot Wars itself refers to series 1, 2, and 3.
I'm pretty sure BBC called it series 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Well, it's less than just both. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we should actually get on to the final of the event.
Yeah, a significantly much better match than... the only other note I have for this Mortis Terror Australis match was Mortis trying to get Terror Australis out of the arena at one point?
Yeah, there was a moment where you actually see Terror Australis leaning against the wall, and you see Mortis go over, and there was that sort of... Now, how did that cheap robot do it? That robot that costs, like, less than 1% of me.
And it tried, but, you know, like, a small flip in arm like that, it probably was never going to pull that off, sadly. Unless it got in a good
place. It looked in a good place, I mean, it's... But anyway...
You know, nevertheless, Mark wins, yeah, Ashes.
So we get to the final. And a match that I... Because I didn't find out until about a year ago that this event existed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know. So I was... I wonder what happened to Razor Fork Theatre. Now, it doesn't take long.
It doesn't take long. And to be honest,
to be fair to Razor, they're a bit more respectful than usual.
That's what I was literally what I was about to say, because you alluded to Razor in the World Championship about how he wasn't exactly the nicest to some opponents.
He would attack robots that were already dead.
Yeah. So the fact that he gave Deatar a wee nip, then kind of just caught him with the claw and then dumped him down the pit.
Yeah.
Quite, you know,
respectful matter of fact. He just kind of got on with it. And it's a shame. Deatar actually managed to avoid claw very well for about the first minute and a half.
Yeah.
In terms of, it was clear it couldn't really do much to attack, but it was able to at least avoid.
Yeah, it was using the flipper arm as kind of a keep away.
Yeah.
That does not look great. There. That is better.
No, just don't raise your hand, that's all.
Yeah, maybe. Right, okay, there. It's a bit better like that, because it looks like a trunk instead of something else. You knew what I was looking for, just nasty people.
Where is the alt-right troll center? Over there!
it's a good job my whole arm wasn't on.
Yes,
that one.
Indeed. So, yeah.
I'm beginning to have a bit of deja vu, don't you?
Yes! This presentation seems very familiar.
Yes! Which is also funny because you dressed up like him that one time. Didn't you?
No, I was supposed to.
So, all these years I thought that you were a fall bearer. You weren't?
No, somewhere else to do it.
Motherfucker!
I have nowhere near the makeup skills to pull that off.
So, anyway. Credit goes to the guy I thought was you for years.
So, yeah, the presentation looked exactly like the presentation of the first World Championship.
And even the championship looks like the championship from the first World Championship.
It could possibly be the same. It could possibly be in the first World Championship, the trophy's an international league champ.
Oh, that's what this one's called.
It's a fix!
Well, maybe not fix, but...
Yeah. Anyway,
how does that happen?
They don't have the money for the trophies. Well, they must have done it because they want the trophy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
there's a lot of stuff that we can kind of conjure up out of this, but maybe it might not be the case for right now.
But, I mean, how ridiculous are you talking? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to suggest that there'd be any sort of fixing or any sort of producer fuckery in Robot Wars. That's never happened to Caliban. Storm 2.
Who?
To
them.
A load of robots that fought in matches with Hypnodisc in the last match before the grand final.
Don't know what you're talking about. Don't understand what you're referencing whatsoever.
There is certainly 101 reasons why Hypnodisc should have lost that match. So, anyway, it's not like there's a record of someone saying that there was producer fuckery aboard.
I'm going to have a feeling that we will get into this conversation a lot more in the future.
Yes. Anywho.
I can tell that we just really want to talk about it right now, but...
Yes.
It's as much as I do want to talk about it, I guess this just really isn't the place for it.
So. That's going to be so fun to edit. It'll be like, you know, I'll be teleporting, weirdly. Strange thing. So that brings us to the end of our coverage of Robot Wars Series 3 in all way, shape, and forms. Right, excellent. We can get on the good stuff now.
We've trudged through all this mud.
Through Series 1, through the controversial... Oh, that's the one I forgot. Demolish the Demon. The Napalm Screwjob. And Waters. Oh, Jesus. Well, anyway, we should
do like a bonus episode after we've finished like the early seasons of Robot Wars, like your top five favorite screw jobs.
Yes. Indeed. Did they ever film Mathbots in Montreal? Anyway,
Canada.
Anywho, I've been Alan.
I have been Chris.
And thank you if you've been watching this on video. This is the first time we've attempted this. It may not be the last. We'll see. But we just thought we'd try a little experiment.
And that's right. We needed something to make this review a bit more interesting because. It wasn't the best
for my next Anyway, if you're watching this, we're about to be recording Battlebots Season 2.0.